A New Kind of Christian by Brian McLaren. Introduction. The True Story Behind This Story. Sometime in 1994, at the age of 38, I got sick of being a pastor. Frankly, I was almost sick of being a Christian. My crisis of faith deteriorated to the point that one beautiful August afternoon a year later in the Pennsylvania mountains, on a day with one of those high-pressure Canadian air masses coming in from the northwest, on a cool breeze and with humidity so low and air so clear the distant mountains looked touchable. On this perfect summer day, I felt as gray, low, foggy, dismal, and miserable as I have ever felt. I was sitting in a rocking chair on a porch overlooking a stunningly beautiful valley shining with light. And in the dazzling brightness I wrote in my journal, "One year from today, I will not be in the ministry." I think that dark sentence was both despairing and hopeful. My prediction was wrong. Now, 7 years later, I am still a Christian, still in ministry, and enjoying both more than I ever have. But at that low tide of faith, my soul was trying to tell me something important, something I needed to listen to. Just as feelings of suicide are often an exaggerated way for our soul to tell us something we've been denying, something like, "The life you're living is insupportable. You can't keep living this way." My ministry death wish and urge for spiritual escape were telling me something I needed to attend to. Only two alternatives? At the time, I could only see two alternatives. One, continue practicing and promoting a version of Christianity that I had deepening reservations about. Or, two, leave Christian ministry and perhaps the Christian path altogether. There was a third alternative that I hadn't yet considered. Learn to be a Christian in a new way. That is the subject of this book. Beginning that August day when the gloom inside my heart was so dark and the sunshine around me was so blazing and stark, a process of reevaluation was somehow set into motion. Perhaps I was like a person who spends a few days feeling suicidal and then decides, "If I could seriously ponder ending my life, then I can do anything. I can change anything in my life." So instead of ending my life altogether, I'll end my life as I've been living it and start a new kind of life. I can now see a third alternative to the status quo and suicide. M. Scott Peck says that depression often accompanies the collapse of a mental map or paradigm. It is a natural and necessary expression of grief, grief over the loss of something perhaps as dear to us as a brother or mother, our world view, our way of seeing life. Alan Roxburgh, a colleague in the Terra Nova Project, an initiative to explore how Christian faith will reconfigure in the postmodern matrix, teaches people that this painful process of letting go of life as we have known it and embracing a new life on new terms, the process of paradigm change, typically follows five phases. 1. Stability, when life is fine. Current theories explain everything adequately, and questions are few, perhaps like Dorothy of the Wizard of Oz living happily in Kansas.